Among Republicans, the Iowa triumph of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has remade that race. It was a surprise for some and a looming disaster for others. The online blog of the old line conservative opinion journal National Review is aghast, or many writers there are. The blog is called The Corner. It is witty, sharp-tongued, and the home to self-proclaimed Huckabashers like Associate Editor Jonah Goldberg, who joins us. Jonah, what is the problem with Mike Huckabee?
The problem with Mike Huckabee is that we've seen this before. I actually had a piece in the magazine where I reminded readers of that scene in Jaws 2 where Roy Scheider is trying to explain to the town council that they've got to do something because this is a shark and as the Lord is my witness, I'm not going through that hell again. There are a lot of us who did not like compassionate conservatism, but were willing to go along with it for other reasons, national security reasons, better than Al Gore, all that kind of thing. Bush would be good on judges.
This is the compassionate conservatives that Mr. Bush ran on in the year 2000.
That's right. He promised to be a different kind of Republican. And the problem for people like me with compassionate conservatism was, first, it was a slander at normal conservatism. You know, I mean, what are we, you know, are we just all puppy-kicking misers? But more importantly, it is a profound category error to start talking about the measurement of compassion is how much money government spends on something. The benefit of Bush's compassionate conservatism is that it was mostly a marketing slogan. It was not the Republican alternative to Clintonism. It was the Republican version of it.
You mean you're worried that Mike Huckabee might actually mean it?
Yes, that's what I'm terrified of, is that it's compassionate conservatism on steroids. This guy means it. And that is not what modern American conservatism has been for the last 50 years, and it's not what it should be. I don't care that he's pro-life. It's not that he's a Baptist minister. It's not that he's an evangelical. It's that he's got this notion of government as this agent of whatever is good the government should do. And that, for a lot of conservatives like me, defines liberalism. It's a very scary change towards a sort of right-wing progressivism or a sort of right-wing style of social democracy. And that is something I just don't want to see happen. I think the man is personally a very decent and honorable guy, from what I can tell, and he's a profoundly talented politician, but he just wants to take the Republican Party and the conservative movement in a direction I don't want it to go.
I'm struck by the tone of the language, though, in writing about Governor Huckabee, because the only other political figure who seems to evoke the same passion among your writers would be Senator Clinton.
Right now, any success for Huckabee comes out of the hide of Fred Thompson, Mitt Romney, John McCain, or the others, and that is one of the reasons why things have gotten so sort of nasty. I don't think it has to do with an anti-evangelical bias or a snobbishness on the right, but at the same time, I don't want to see the party go the way of Mike Huckabee.
The conservative writer William Kristol, in his debut opinion column in the New York Times today, writes very well about Mr. Huckabee. The title of the column is President Mike Huckabee, and I think he seems to approve of his candidacy, says he may be the best candidate that Republicans have.
Bill may be right that Huckabee is the best politician out there. I mean, there's got to be something in the water in Hope, Arkansas, where both Bill Clinton and Huckabee are from, that gives them this gift for connecting with people and all the rest. And Bill Kristol, you know, is a brilliant guy, and he's a great judge of political horseflesh. So he may be right that he's the best hope for the Republicans. But I've never been personally that invested in the Republican Party. I'm invested in the conservative movement and what's good for America.
Jonah Goldberg is editor-at-large for National Review Online. He's also the author of Liberal Fascism, which gets to bookstores tomorrow. Jonah, thank you.
Thanks for lunch.
Those campaigns are desperately trying to woo the undecided voters in this last day before the vote tomorrow in New Hampshire. Follow them in an actual video at our website, npr.org.